Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitan. Welcome once again, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Just as we mentioned, we will be back through the favor and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, we are back with another fantastic episode of this series in which we are to discuss the prophetic approach to reformation. Yes, dear viewers, a very interesting and subhanallah, a discussion which will most definitely increase the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. It will broaden our knowledge with regards to how approachable is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam would connect with him, would approach him, and would have their problems resolved when they would approach the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What types of matters and situations would be at his desk, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be resolving those cases, dear viewers, in the manner he would resolve them. Subhanallah, it's just breathtaking. It is something which will most definitely make you enjoy this silsila and program. Together with that, it will grant you the proximity and closeness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, dear viewers, with the arrival of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came as rahmat and mercy in our lives, Mawlana Sahib, subhanallah, the entire universe was bathed in the brilliance of his light, dear viewers. He liberated humanity from the darkness of disbelief and assured them towards the illuminating path of Islam and the sunnahs, which was his sunnahs, dear viewers. When he found people trapped in quagmire of sins, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam rescued them from the pits of infidelity and flight with wisdom, with hikmah. He guided them. He brought them together, dear viewers. And this is the andaz and the style of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look, one of the goals, and I would say one of the central goals behind his Mubarak and blessed arrival in this world, was to improve the human condition, as we all know, dear viewers. Steer the humanity towards morality and bring out the best in every individual, in every person. The best qualities which we have. This is what our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to do, dear viewers. In a time when disbelief, misguidance, immorality, and evil practices were widespread, Allah Azza wa Jalla, at such a crucial time, had sent his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a guiding light. Allahu Akbar. He addressed the religious needs of humanity, leading them to the truth, subhanallah, correcting their misdeeds, perfecting their values and ethics, and jihad, teaching them good character through his own unparalleled personality and conduct, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla granted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculate wisdom and hikmat, and ordained for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to spread Islam and reform humankind in the most perfect of manners. Allahu Akbar. And dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jalla himself has ordered this in the Holy Quran Pak, not only for the beloved Rasul, but for every Muslim, for every believer. He Azza wa Jalla has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izatil hasana. Call towards the path of your Lord with sound planning and good advice. Subhanallah, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried out this divine command to perfection and exhibited the greatest level of wisdom in delivering the message of Islam to the non-Muslims, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, in his blessed wisdom in teaching Muslims correct beliefs and actions were unmatched. Subhanallah. Even today, there's no examples of this. Aaj hum bhi dawa karte hain, but see, the way of us presenting our da'wah to the non-Muslims as compared to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sabr, perseverance, tolerance, all of that, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Generally correcting people who did not know is another discussion. People who did not know, how would the Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approach such people, subhanallah, without offending them? Rectifying people without singling them out, without letting a crowd of people know that whose fault it was. In such a way, he would rectify people, subhanallah, that the one who was rectified would be rectified without his name being mentioned, even in gatherings, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Correcting misconceptions is the art of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would remove misconceptions from people and bring clearance and transparency to them, subhanallah. This is the style and the andaz of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rectification and rectifying people through his examples, through his wisdom, through his blessed life examples. All these are breathtaking. All these are so educational, subhanallah. Reforming, you know, words of choice. Sometimes he would use such words which would just penetrate the heart of the person who's being reformed, and he would not even say a single word thereafter. That's how soft and gentle were the words of the beloved Rasul when he would approach people, when he would rectify people, subhanallah. His andaz of reformation is something unique, something which is beyond our imagination, subhanallah. However, dear viewers, examples are many. Let's turn to our Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Zawajalla, who will now give us some examples from the blessed life of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we are ready to follow his sunnah, and we are here today to listen to those, you know, accounts in which people approached the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for any matter, or Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had approached some person to reform and rectify him, and the way he was rectified, the way he understood, subhanallah. And today we are conveying the very same message of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the masses out there, so that tomorrow or today, if you are afforded to rectify some person, follow in the footsteps of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent as a guide, as the one who guides people, who reforms people. Yeah. And guidance is also, one thing is to tell people what to do, and then the other part of guidance is to make them abstain from the don'ts, the things that are prohibited. Yeah. So both the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to perfection. Yeah. The Quran is our guide, alhamdulillah, and Quran is the theory. And the practical of the Quran is the nobility and the noble personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of guidance. So the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he actually devoted himself to reforming the ummah. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said about the events and experiences of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his blessed father, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates. And Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he tells him about the days and the nights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as to how the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend his life. He said, at home, what was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like at home? He said that he would divide his time in three parts. One part devoted to worshipping Allah azza wa jal. The second part for attending to his family needs. And then the third part he would keep for himself.
Allah.
And even in that third that he would keep for himself, then he would divide his own part for himself and the people. And in that part, what he would do, he would preach to those who would remain unable to come to blessed home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the close companions present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would not hide any advice. If somebody needed any advice, if somebody needed a reformation, subhanallah, he would go and advise them accordingly what to do and what is the right thing to do, what is to abstain from, subhanallah. And then the life outside the house, as Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his blessed father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that he would mostly remain silent when he would be outside among people. He'd be mostly silent. And when the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to somebody, as it is mentioned in his seerah, that he only spoke out of necessity. He wouldn't speak any foul language as we do. So this is again an act of reformation that he, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is described even in the previous scripture, that he wasn't the prophet to scream in the marketplaces, to use the foul language, Allahu Akbar, and to have the sound character. So he says that he would only speak when it is necessary and when it was beneficial for people. He says he would win over people with his good manners and avoid saying anything that would make them dislike you. He would honor the elderly people of every nation and make them the leaders. He would warn people to perform deeds and instill fear of divine punishment into them, so protect himself from engaging in such deeds, and always act with good manners.
Allah.
He would inquire about the well-being of his companions, like visiting the sick, praying for those who are traveling, and seeking forgiveness for the deceased. He would gather information about the condition of people from his special companions to maintain justice for the oppressed against the oppressor. So all this beautiful system the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought about to reform the ummah, to reform his nation. If someone needed anything, he would go advise them. If somebody needed that, the fear of Allah must be instilled in their hearts. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would instill the fear of Allah azza wa jal in their hearts. And then he himself would cry in the fear of Allah azza wa jal, so the others can also learn a lesson of reforming themselves. As we often hear, and this is the advice given, that we should cry more and laugh less. And in this regard, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life is an example where he cried in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Where he cried day and night, as the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, they following to the same footsteps, Alhamdulillah, Ulul Azm prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most God-fearing, most Allah's fearing person in the entire universe than any other creation. So he would cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would even make istighfar, teaching us how we must now mend our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make istighfar in his court. If him being sinless and infallible can make istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where do we fall? We are drowning in sins. We need it more than ever, more than anyone. And beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he would talk to people, Sayyidi, he wouldn't talk to people in a harsh manner. No, would he, his tone of voice would be too high. So the person now must be feel intimidated. What happens now when we want to intimidate people? Raise the volume of our voice. And the person in front of you feels intimidated. That wasn't the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they would rather bring their hearts out to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they were thrilled and they were ushered in the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were really felt that compassion on the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would speak to them in a soft manner. He would focus his attention towards them. If he's talking to you, he wouldn't look left and right and talk to you like you don't matter. Everyone in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought that I matter to him the most, that he loves me the most. Subhanallah. So he would treat them fairly and justly, each one in the same manner. And everyone in that way would think, he loves me the most. And all the Sahaba, they thought the same. Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib. This is really great to know. This is the andaz and the style of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, looking at the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's andaz and way to rectify people and to reform people, Mawlana, is the first thing that if you make yourself approachable, usually what happens, people who are dressed tip top, people who have a higher salary, people who are rich, those who are lower find it difficult to approach such people. And such people, really speaking, are sometimes a little difficult to be approachable. They aren't easy to get hold of, and they aren't easy to make them understand at times, because money talks, the wealth talks more than them talking or more than making them understand. So it becomes difficult when a person is on a higher status as compared to the one who's lower. Now, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that in his barakah, Jibreel Amin comes all the time. And great sahabas come with their head and eyes lowered, subhanallah. Kings and ministers and great, great people would come to his bargah and beg from his court.
Subhanallah.
But Mu'asab, the amazing part is that how even then, the beloved Rasul is so approachable that people would come up to him, Bedouins would come up to him, ordinary people would come up to him and ask questions related to Islam. And if there was room for their rectification, the beloved Rasul left no stone unturned when it comes to reforming his ummah and followers. For example, Masak, I mean, the Quran speaks about, you know, the Quran utilizes examples to explain on many occasions the examples of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his love and his character sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the Holy Quran Pak, is the Holy Quran Pak. Subhanallah, every action of his is an explanation of the Holy Quran Pak. It's a tafsir of the Quran Pak, his movements, his da'wah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So there's a lot of wisdom and hikmat. Now one person wants to come up to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was a young man. He says, O Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, do you permit me to commit adultery? Allahu Akbar. The companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were seated there, they began to rebuke him. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them and said to them, do not do so. Allahu Akbar. But rather he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them to draw closer and ask, would you like if an individual committed adultery with your mother? He asked that person. So Allahu Akbar, the young man said, of course not, O Messenger of Allah, I would not like for this to happen. And of course the people replied in the same way. Then the beloved Rasul continued, he says, would you like if an individual committed adultery, fornication with your daughter? The man replied in the negative. People also dislike this for their daughters. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, would you like if an individual committed adultery with your sister? First with your mother, then your daughter, then your sister. And once again, for the third time, the young man who asked the question said, of course not. People also dislike this for their sisters. Then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked similar questions regarding his paternal and maternal aunts and family members. And he then, at the end, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully advised, dislike. Dislike for others what you dislike for yourself. And prefer for others what you prefer for yourself. The young man said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray to Allah and ask Him to purify my heart. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed hands on the young man's chest and made dua for him in these words, O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive his sins, purify his heart, and protect his chastity. Allahu Akbar. Day after, the young man never had any inclination towards such things. So imagine, dear viewers, a person approaches the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way and he says, I want to commit a sin. And he mentions the sin that he wants to commit. And see in the way the beloved Rasul steered him towards hidayat. See the way the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rectified him. Ki usne tawbah bhi kiya, steek bhi hua. Or aindha se isne socha bhi nahi. Allahu Akbar. This is why, because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understands the psyche, the nature and the habits of every individual dear viewers. He understands those who come to approach, those who ask questions. In Islam, words hold great significance, just as intentions do, just as niyat does. Now with this, rectifying the intentions and actions of people, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided them in how to speak and how to choose words wisely. This is also very important for rectifying and reforming people, dear viewers. Yes, many people out there, you know, just fly into the fit of rage, of anger, and when they're in the state of being enraged, they could do and say anything. Many a times problems are caused because of misconceptions, miscommunications. We need to have the art of resolving problems, not making a small problem so big. Divorces, talaq issues, that is, especially business matters. And all of this is because of jealousy or misconceptions. And they would sometimes arise, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Because of misjudgment, so on and so forth. But our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a remarkable ability to address misconceptions and dispel them with extreme eloquence. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, why I say this with eloquence, dear viewers? On one occasion, now listen to this beautiful waqiyah. Aapka iman taza ho jayega, subhanallah. Listen how the beloved Rasul removes misconceptions. He appointed one person to collect charity. Charity. They returned and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that much is for you and this much has been gifted to me, the one who went to collect the charity. He comes back and he says, that much is for you, which we have collected from people, and this what I have brought is for me, I have been gifted this. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the knowledge of the unseen, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sees the intentions of the people, ascended his pulpit, and after praising and glorifying Allah azza wa jalla, he announced, "What is the matter with an appointed individual who returns to say, 'This is yours and this is mine'? He should stay in his parents' home and see if he gets any gift from them." Allahu Akbar. He should stay in his parents' home and see if he is gifted anything by he who has power over my soul. Such a person will come forth on the day of judgment while carrying that thing upon his neck. It shall be bellowing if it is a camel, mooing if it is a cow, and bleating if it is a goat. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, to make you understand, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, he says, this was not actually a gift, but bribery instead. As though the person eligible to pay zakat would later seek to reduce the amount of zakat he had to pay. Allahu Akbar. So this was a bribe given, not a gift given. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, in such a nice way, subhanallah, approached the matter and brought about the consequences of what will occur and happen on the day of judgment. That which we have hoarded, that which we have taken without ijazah and permission, or that which we have taken as a bribe, will be on your shoulders like this. Imagine, Allahu Akbar, the examples the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. He mentioned, subhanallah, such a person will come forth on the day of judgment whilst carrying that item, that thing upon his neck, and it shall be bellowing if it is a camel, mooing if it is a cow, and bleating if it is a goat. That's how severe the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla is. So, jiska uska naam bhi nahi diya gaya ya liya gaya, aur jo baitha hua tha majlis mein, woh samajh bhi chuka tha ki ye mere liye hi hai, subhanallah. And in this way, yeah, he had reformed himself, and any other person who had dared to do something like that had, of course, immediately rectified himself instantly. Walana sahib, in our society, we see that usually people who like to rectify, subhanallah, with good intentions, sometimes may say the right thing in a bad way. Sometimes the wrong thing is said in a worst way, in a bad way. Ek to wo baat bhi galat thi aur jis andaaz mein bayan kiya gaya tha wo bhi galat. Kabhi kabhi baat sahi hoti hai magar mauka mahal sahi galat hota hai. So, aap is hawale se zara kalam farmaye aur batayega ki how should a person approach and how should a person rectify a mistake, Mulana Sahib, in Islam?
You are right. Sometimes we are taught something, you know, rectification is done in a very taunting way. People will taunt you. You behave in this manner. Allah. Once you said this, the person has a blockage. The person you're talking to. After that, nothing you say will have any effect because you've already started on a very negative note. Whatever you say, it will just bounce back.
Allah
have no effect on the person. Because then, first of all, you insulted the person. And this is what the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would avoid doing, is that when there is an individual who's at fault, he wouldn't pinpoint them and, you know, oh, you did this. You know, like how we tend to do, we point finger, you. He wouldn't do that. He would just say, okay, we tend to do this and we need to abstain from doing such actions. And he gets the message without feeling bad, without feeling embarrassed in front of those people. So in this way, if we could learn to do this, inshallah, azza wa jal, and not embarrass people in front of others.
It's only his blessed life, Mawlana Sahib. Baqi mein, subhanallah. How can a person not be in love with this type of seerah, subhanallah? It is unmatched, it is unparalleled, it is impeccable, it is unique. Jahan jaye, ab jahan jaye, dear viewers of Madinah Channel in the world, you can never find a person like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi state so beautifully, aap bhi isme shamil ho jaye, subhanallah.
Kaun de taare dene ko mo chahiye, कौन देता है देने को मोह चाहिए, आका कौन देता है देने को मोह चाहिए, कौन देता है देने को मोह چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے والا اللہ ہمارا نبی
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Once again, dear viewers, study his life and study especially this chapter, how approachable is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jo bade hain, yani jo ameer rahe honge us zamane ke, besides them sitting in the bargah of Mustafa, and delegations would come to his court, people from various countries would come, you know, aulad and great people from the families of the kings of Arab would come and see him. Kings themselves would come and visit the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lekin subhanallah, subhanallah, as Allah Hazrat says na, تاج والے دیکھ کر تیرا امامہ نور کا سر جھکاتے ہیں الہی بول بالا نور کا سبحان اللہ اللہ اکبر. As Allah has said, اس گلی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں سبحان اللہ. People would come to his Mubarak and blessed court and learn such things that they would never know before. People with degrees, people with money, but they never have manners, they never have etiquettes, they never have andaz and style and ways. سب کچھ تھا ان کے پاس, جو نہیں تھا وہ مینز تھا, اخلاق کس طرح سے اچھا کرتے ہیں وہ نہیں تھی. تو بس the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had reformed them, he had taught them, he showed them. One person by the name of Hakim bin Hizam. Now see, mangte hum sab kuch hai na, mangte hum bhi hain, mangte aap bhi hain, lekin how you should ask and when you ask, what type of a heart you should have. Now the beloved Rasul is rectifying one companion who asked for something. Hazrat Hakim bin Hizam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ye sahabi hai huzur pak ke. So he says, I asked for something from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he granted me what I sought. Mujhe de diya gaya. I asked again, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered for more to be given, and I asked again. I asked yet again for the third time, and I was given more. He then declared, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hakim, this wealth is a fresh garden which appears delightful. He who takes from it without a covetous heart will have blessings and barakah in his wealth. Allahu Akbar. And the one who takes from it with a carnal greed will have no blessings in it, and shall be akin to someone who eats but is never full. He will become like that. Allahu Akbar. The hand above is better than the hand below. Allahu Akbar. Look at the words of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hands above, the giving hands is better than the taking hands. Hakim bin Hizam radiyallahu anhu then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by he who sent you with the truth, I will not ask anyone besides you for anything until I leave this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Hakim radiyallahu anhu says, میں کسی سے کچھ بھی نہیں مانگوں گا, آپ ہی سے مانگوں گا جب بھی مجھے کچھ چاہیے, یہاں تک کہ میں دنیا ہی سے چلا جاؤں, until my last breaths. So when the first Khalifa of Islam, حضرت سیدنا صدیق اکبر radiyallahu anhu, wished to give Hakim radiyallahu anhu some wealth, کچھ دولت آپ انہیں دینا چاہ رہے تھے, so he radiyallahu anhu would always decline it and say, مجھے نہیں چاہیے. And the very same thing occurred when the second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, who wanted to give Hakim radiyallahu anhu something, he refused to say it. He said, "Bas, jo mujhe kuch chahiye tha meri zindagi mein, I taken it from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after taking from Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't desire to take from anybody else besides the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because see, he asked for the first time, he was given. He asked for the second time, he was given. He was asked for the third time, he was given. And when the beloved Rasul advised him how to ask, تو دل کیسا ہونا چاہیے جب کوئی بندہ کوئی چیز مانگ رہا ہوتا, کتنے خوبصورت انداز میں سرکار نے ان کی اصلاح کی, اور ایسا اصلاح کیا سبحان اللہ کی, we are beyond words, out of words, dear viewers of Madani channel. But this is the generosity of the beloved Rasul, which we also learn. When someone asks for anything, don't chase them, don't rebuke them. فَأَمَّ السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ, The one who comes to ask, do not rebuke that person. Do not chase him away. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى. You know, sometimes kind words and good words are better if you can't give charity. Speak calmly. Kam se kam achhi bol to boliye. Agar paise nahi dene, kuch nahi dena hai, to kam se kam unko dhutkare na, unko bhagaye na. Do not chase that person who's asked in the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But rather, make dua for that person, because kind words and good words sometimes could be better than your charity. Allahu Akbar. So this is the way we need to start thinking, dear viewers. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will come back just after this beautiful kalam that we have, Mawla Tu Bakhsh De, and it is a beautiful plea and munajat in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Is kalam ko sunte hain inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's cry from our hearts and be ready when we do return. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala
ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بحد الذليل خار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے بحد الذليل خار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب شرم سار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرم سار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں آج بے قرار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے اسی آنکھ زیر بار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے مغموم و دل فگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے شرمندہ کردگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں نے بھلا دیا مجھے مرنا ایک دن مر کر اندھیری قبر میں جانا ہے ایک دن اعمال کا حساب بھی دینا ہے ایک دن ہاں پل صراط سے گزرنا ایک دن مجرم گناہگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے مجرم گناہگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے دیکھ لے یہی دھڑکا مجھے لگا تو دیکھتا رہا مجھے احساس نہ رہا میں بدلی ہاں
سدا بے شرم بن گیا مجھے آئی نہ کچھ حیا میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے اقرار ہے مجھے میرے مولا میں ہوں لئیم مایوس پر نہیں تیری رحمت سے اے رحیم خالی نہ بھیج در سے تیرے اے میرے کریم میرے گناہ بھی بخش تیری شان میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے حد ذلیل و خوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے
Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah, what a heart-touching kalam that has honestly touched our hearts, dear viewers. Istighfar karte rahein. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frequently made istighfar in the court of Allah azza wa jalla and taught us followers how to make istighfar as well. So yes, we are discussing the prophetic approach to reformation, dear viewers. And subhanallah, today we have learned so much from the blessed life of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ہم اصلاح کریں لیکن ہم اپنے سے شروع کریں Do you know the slogan of Dawud Islami every time we remind the viewers I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world subhanallah but we have taken the cue from the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mission is to first work on ourselves so that we are reformed and we are able to reform others as well But it's a daily struggle, dear viewers. It's something which is consistent and has to be consistent in momentum. This continues till your last breath on this world, in this world. Ki hum apne aap ko theek karne ki koshish karte rehte hain. And shaitan is on the other side who keeps on trying to distract us from the dhikr, from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla and from the path to Jannah. However, we keep reminding ourselves of the blessed seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which teaches us how to overcome the situations of this world. Reformation is a very important aspect of human life, subhanallah. And there are different times. Sometimes you would shout a person and reform a person. Sometimes you would lovingly reform a person. Itni muhabbat aur pyar se hum wahi baat کرتے ہیں جو ہم غصے میں بھی کرتے ہیں سو ایوری ٹائم دیر از اے ڈیفرنٹ سچویشن ڈیئر ویورز لیٹس گو بیک ٹو مولانا صاحب انشاءاللہ عزوجل اینڈ ڈرو مور انسپریشن فرام دی بلیسڈ لائف اف آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جی مولانا صاحب
سیدی دی ریفارمیشن اپروچ اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اٹ ڈیفرڈ فرام پرسن ٹو پرسن یو نو ایز وی ایز ویل اف وی نو دیٹ ان دی کلاس وی ہیو لائک 10 اسٹوڈنٹس ناٹ آل دی اسٹوڈنٹس آر آن دی سیم لیول دیر آر سم اسٹوڈنٹس ہو You just need to say once and the work is done. Then there are those students who you have to tell them 11, 12 times with the nisbat of Gyarui and Barui, sometime with the nisbat of Miraj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 27, sometime even more than that. And they still wouldn't listen to you. So they need a little bit of harshness from you. So that way you're still doing it out of love, and you're not really abusing them, but you are disciplining them. And that is out of love. So both is correct. So the time, word of motivation is that you giving to them, alhamdulillah. Sometimes if you give them some encouragement that would also reform them, better you should do this. This is not right for you. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the model of the perfect character, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times he would be harsh on certain of his companions. Let's say, for example, he saw a sahabi wearing a gold ring, and he took that ring off and threw it. He said, does any one of you agree to weigh the amber of hell? The sahaba, they were stunned. And the sahabi whose ring it was, after the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this and he left, the sahaba told him, his companions, they told him that, you know, pick it up, you can use it for some other, you know, bring it to your benefit. Although you can't wear it now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited you from wearing it, but you can still obtain some benefits from it. He said, I am not going to pick up that which was thrown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the jazba, following the advice of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So perhaps that sahabi needed that sort of advice. And then again we see another side of it in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a villager, he comes to the masjid, and in a corner of the masjid he starts to urinate. The sahaba, they want to stop him, they want to scold him, they want to hit him. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, leave him. He didn't know, leave him. After he finished urinating, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him one side and says to him that masjid is the place of worship and not the place of filth. So you shouldn't do it here. Allahu Akbar. He was really amazed.
Kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye par na doobe na dooba hamara nabi woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe uski nafis hukumat ila ko salam. Did you see the view? Subhanallah. Our aqa and master is the foundation of wisdom. How he approached him, others were waiting to hurt him, as Maulana Sahab mentioned, but the andaz of the beloved Rasul was so unique that this person taken the advice of the beloved Rasul. If somebody else had rectified him, maybe he would have did it again and again and again. But when Aqa had rectified him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made niyat never to commit that sin again. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Each of his words and actions was brimming with profound wisdom, dear viewers. And this could go on and go on. But at the end, after we thank Maulana Sahib, mashallah, for all his time and all his efforts that he has put in, mashallah, I want to do mention, dear viewers of Madine channel, people should be dealt with in accordance with their rank and standing. Always remember this, dear viewers, because the beloved Rasul says, subhanallah, what he says in a hadith, anziru nasa manazilahum. Treat people according to their status, subhanallah. So if you want to rectify, not everybody is treated in the same manner. So how you should rectify people, look at the situation as well, subhanallah. Sayyid, scholars, honorable people, consider the fact that these are people of high caliber. So rectify in the way that should be rectified. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.